going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sexiest show in Houston right there, baby.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty Show Psycho T, a.k.a. TV, will have the latest. And the latest is coming up in this 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening. All right. Make sure you're listening in this segment because it's going to happen in this segment. So stay tuned right here. Wait for your cue to call. We will hook somebody up with a pair of tickets to the sponsor of 5 o'clock fire, the Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. You can win that coming up at some point in this segment. So make sure you are listening. 713-572-4610. When you hear that cue to call, Tyler will hook up our winner. So that will happen in this segment. All right, Clint, the Rockets, they face the Warriors tonight. They lost a tough one Saturday night in San Francisco. They will be there again tonight. Late start for the Rockets. And Clint, it just got a little more difficult. Jimmy Butler is expected to play in Game 4. He missed Game 3, which was an opportunity that the Rockets missed in him not being there. But he is back. It is made tougher. This, to me, feels a lot the way that Game 2 felt, Clint. And that was, this feels very must-win-like. Because to me, they go down 3-1. That is a real, real problem for them.
Yeah, Ron, this is a must-win. This is as must-win as it gets because, you know, the thought of coming back and having to win 3 in a row to beat anybody for this team, to be honest with you, is scary how inconsistent they are. I think they can beat anybody once, but beating Golden State, hell, with or without Jimmy Butler, as long as Steph Curry's healthy, them going out there and putting their best foot forward 3 straight games to even give them a chance to win 3 in a row, I don't see that happening. So they got to even this series up. They got to steal the game tonight from Golden State, which puts squarely the pressure back on Golden State to win one in Houston. And if not, I think it's all over but the crying in Houston for the Rockets.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. They smell blood in the water. That means, Clint, they would have to win, you know, 3 in a row. Now, luckily for them, first, hopefully that it doesn't come to that. Hopefully they get it done tonight. But the only thing that would be good is they'd have 2 of the 3 of them at home if they were able to pull it off. But you just don't want to put yourself in a position where Steve Kerr and Steph and Jimmy, you know, smell blood, blood in the water.
If it were about home court advantage or if it were about anything other than, hey, let's be honest, if it were about anything other than Jalen Green showing up, and I'm not saying he's got to score damn near 40, But going out there and being the same guy in the fourth quarter that he is in the first quarter, and being a confident player that he's been all year, attacking, you know, that, can you do that three nights in a row? And again, I don't care how many points he scores. Can you do that three nights in a row? I'm not betting on that. So you need to win this game tonight. You need to get this one tonight to give yourself a little bit of grace in the final three games.
If you win tonight, it's you take back home court,
right?
And you got the first team to get to four. You got two of the games at home, right? But this one is this one is huge.
Yeah, I said it from jump. This is Jalen. This is about Jalen Green. I mean, nobody else. And does Jalen Green show up? If he does, if he shows up four times in seven games, then you're gonna win the series. I don't care. It's not home court advantage. To me, I'll be honest with you, it's not even about who's healthy on the other end of the floor. It was nice to get a game and a half of no Jimmy Butler. But I just, to me, it's about Jalen Green. And can he show up and be a guy that is dictating and confident? Can he do that four games out of seven? If he can, you can win a series. If not, it doesn't matter what the hell goes on around him.
Yeah. I also do want to get a little deeper in, and we'll do this hopefully a little bit later on before we get out of here. I do want to take a little deeper dive into Jalen Green, because this does it does feel like a lot of this is on him. But Clint, also, and he's a part of this too. We talked about, as this thing gets longer and longer, a tactic that the Warriors, especially Draymond, is going to use is to try to get under these guys' skin. And I think potentially it's starting to work.
He may have already done it.
like Jalen Green has 9 points, but Jalen Green at the end of the game, he's having to be separated from, like, we've had now two straight games where Draymond and Fred in game two, and then Draymond and Jalen in game three, and you can see he's getting out of sorts. Like, they have got to, and it's hard because he is really good at it. They have got to figure out a way to leave that back.
Yeah.
They've got to let that go, because when it's about ball, when it's been about ball, like, they have more players, they have more athletes, they have more dudes. You know, they got to contain that Steph dude.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Jimmy is. But when it's about ball, they have the better chance. But they're getting themselves into it. And I think that gets in a man's head. I think it gets in Jalen's head. I think it's starting to work. I mean, so that's something they've got to make a concerted effort going into this game, is to leave all the extra stuff that they're going to try to bait you into.
Yeah, well, we I agree hard. We haven't even been able to get to with the Rockets, like, as I've watched it. I mean, I'm sure somebody may have talked about it, but as I've watched the Rockets, like, we haven't even gotten to the point where, hey man, let's take advantage. No Jimmy Butler. Curry is 37 years old, and he's tired, and they're resting him. Let's take advantage and swing the game a little bit when he's not in the game. We haven't even got to the point where we can hope that happens yet, because it's been so just such a swing from one game to the other that the least of your worries is when Steph Curry's off the floor trying to get something done, because you're just trying to get your guys to get it together.
It's crazy how all of the issues are heightened.
Yeah.
You know, is Jalen Green, is he consistent? Or, all right, hey man, it's a two-three-point game, one possession game, 5 minutes left. What happens at the end? How many times at the end of that game did they seem to not have a good place of where to go?
Yep.
And obviously, the Warriors had the place to go.
Well, Ron, look, I mean, and the crazy thing is Dylan Brooks ended up hitting this three, but it's in the fourth quarter, and Van Vliet bangs one off the back of the rim, offensive rebound, kicks it back out, bangs another one off the back of the rim. Somehow Dylan Brooks ends up with it,
like,
he squares up and
in.
Just jacks it up, and it goes in, right? But I mean, but it's still, like, I'm watching it, I'm like, that's a good shot, but it's like,
How many times can you pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, they're over there, five guys working to get Steph Curry a crease at half court.
And then it's a crease, and then bam, somehow Peyton's rolling to the lane for a layup.
And we're out here with Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks jacking up threes.
At the end, it does seem like, man, all right, like almost a half miracle in possessions. And then you look over, and the worst offensive player on their team is rolling to the lane for layups.
That's it. We've got to match that with somebody getting to the bucket, and either getting a bucket or handing a damn thing to Amon Green or somebody coming over the top. I mean, that's just you got a counterpunch with that, combine, or you have no chance.
Combine a couple of players.
Who'd I say?
And then I almost thought the running back from the Packers said Amon Green.
Oh, my bad. Look, if he can get to the rack, let's go bring him out there.
I thought you had a man in your mind. And
I did. I was trying to. Yeah, I was trying.
And
to
then get... it came out the old Nebraska corner.
Former Houston Texan for a brief moment.
Yeah, Amon Green had a run there where he started filling up the team. He had the Packers, he had the Texans. He probably had about four.
He made a little noise up in Green Bay, though, didn't he?
Oh, 30.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is your chance right now. Caller number 7 for CJ Stroud. Caller number 7. 713-572-4610. Right now, you can win a pair of VIP tickets, not just regular ass tickets, VIP tickets to Saturday's round of this year's Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club. Hauler number 7, 713-572-4610. Phone lines are open. Tyler will take care of you. You get a pair of VIP tickets to Saturday's round at the Insperity Invitational. Hauler number 7. Yeah,
covered seating in the Champions Club at the 18th Green with food and drinks included. Woo! Hello.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right
Hell,
there.
I may even talk my lady into going on that right there.
All right, man. It's a good chance. Hey, good chance. Hey, you got a chance to win.
Father-in-law's definitely in.
He's in.
Champions Club?
Yeah.
Huh?
Champions. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of private jet kind of stuff.
There it is. He sounds like he's in, and he could be in. And if you aren't able to win today, hopefully you are. If you aren't, we are also doing this tomorrow as well in the 5 o'clock hour. So be ready for that. All right. The Astros, they are getting ready to take on the Tigers after the tough series in Kansas City, as they were able to salvage a win out of that series, winning yesterday behind Hunter Brown and Yordan Alvarez. But the lineup is kind of changing, and apparently Joe Espada said it was Jose Altuve's idea for the lineup to change. And here is the change. Jeremy Pena is now leading off. With Pena leading off, that then puts Jose Altuve, who will be in left field, in that two spot. According to the captain, Joe Espada, it was Altuve's idea to hit in the two spot. Yordan now moves down behind him in the three spot. Paredes, Walker are there as your cleanup and five hitters. And then Diaz, Smith, Dubon, and Chaz McCormick gets another start after he swung the bat pretty well yesterday also. So Pena leading off, and then Altuve in the two spot. I'll be honest, Clint, I like the thought of it. I don't know if it's just shuffling the deck. In fact, I know it's just shuffling the deck, but it does make it feel like the lineup has gotten some length to it. And, you know, I do like the fact that Alvarez is sitting there in that three spot. And more importantly, Pena, who's been swinging the bat as well as anybody, is going to see even better pitches right now with Altuve and Alvarez behind.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things here for me. With Pena, I mean, it's not just about he's hotter than a firecracker at the plate, but he's also, look, he's running his way into some hits too now. I mean, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
You know, up in the chance of somebody being on when Altuve comes to the plate and when Alvarez comes to the plate by putting Pena up there and having speed on the bases when those guys come to the plate, I love the thought of it. I mean, it's a result of Joe Espada and him. Boy, if you catch fire and you got about a two game run of hitting the ball well, you're gonna find yourself moving up five or six slots in the damn lineup.
That's what I was gonna say, Clint. It was like, man, we talked about this not too long ago. Man, just stick with something.
I think he's trying to see how many games he can go straight with a different lineup.
My man said, "Nah, man, we're gonna slide Pena."
The one guy that was untouchable, Altuve, he done got touched.
Can we at least?
I like Pena at the top with the speed that he puts on. I love. An infield hit and a stolen base, and you got Altuve, Alvarez, Paredes coming up.
Hey, yeah, you like the way you like that better than in the one spot than in the four spot.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I like Pena in the one spot, but Altuve's a free swinging ass. Look, I mean, I know, I get it. He's the best.
I know Yordan better not get comfortable in that. In that on deck circle, where you better start walking up to the plate, get out there and just get his routines.
Jordan,
nah, man, you know he's swinging first pitch, baby. And Pena, if you're gonna steal, you better do it early.
You know, you ain't gonna give you too many options.
First pitch. All right, so that is the lineup tonight. Blanco gets the ball as well. The Tigers, A.J. Hinch is bringing a great – they have had a great start to this thing.
Hey, Chaz has so few at-bats. He got three hits yesterday and moved his damn average 318.
Hell, yeah, it is. He might move up in the order if he gets another one.
Hey, he's still a good game. Hell, it moves. It swings his damn batting average by 100 points.
Y'all see that mustache he's rocking with?
He's trying to.
It's dirty.
Where he is, man.
I love it, but it's dirty.
He looks like one of those sneaky dirties. Anyways, that mustache fits him well.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Real quick news also coming from this week's draft. If you remember, Shedeur Sanders not only waited till pick 144, there was a prank call made towards him.
A few of them this year.
A prank call made to him from, oddly enough, somebody in the league's son, Jeff Albrick, who was the interim head coach for the Jets this past year, just got the job with the Falcons. His son, Jax, made the call, found his phone number on an open tablet or laptop, and then used it to prank call Shedeur Sanders into faking like he was the New Orleans Saints.
This just shows the Jets never had a chance.
No, they didn't.
I mean, this guy was running. He can't even keep his... I mean, what? I would whoop my... If I had a son, I would beat his ass black and blue.
He almost put it. By the way, for him, the Falcons will not take any action against their defensive coordinator. They are continuing to review their protocols to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. But so that's the latest there. He's not going to get in any trouble for that. I mean, I'm telling you, boy, you're an interesting person. To say, yeah, man, this is the move right here. It's the move for me to make.
I mean, I don't know how old the kid. How was 16, 17? Look like
he's 21.
Oh, he's 21.
Yeah, he's in college.
So you're in college and you think my dad's an NFL coach. Let me take a prospect's phone number out of his iPad that's open on the island and prank call this guy during the draft. What I mean, that guy's father was the interim head coach for the Jets. I mean, your damn son don't know no better.
No, nope.
Man, what a damn fool!
Hell, the amount of people who got enjoyment out of that was wild to me.
Here's the deal: if it would have been a slide from 7 to 9 and a prank call at 7, and he got drafted, I could have laughed at it. This far, that hurts. Somebody did it to the receiver that's in all the legal trouble from Texas.
Oh, Isaiah Bond. Yeah.
Somebody got him too, yeah. And he didn't end up getting drafted. By the way, he's still on the streets.
Messed up. Yeah, anyone who would think to do that, but hey, man, these guys they sign up for it though. It's just what they got to deal with, I guess. What I heard. All right, coming up. What do these picks mean for some of the veterans here? Right, we normally look at the draft. Right, how do they add to this team? But also, what does this mean for some of the guys that are already on the roster? What did this draft mean for? We'll discuss that coming up next.
6:10 with Pendergast to run the show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in on a Monday here on The Drive. Congratulations to our winner, Jess. Is that who won that those two tickets, VIP tickets?
Yeah, Jess and H-Town.
Congratulations to Jess. Tomorrow you can do the same. You can be a winner just like Jess. You have a chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to Saturday's round of this year's Insperity Invitational. It'll be at the Woodlands Country Club. You got a chance to win a VIP, pair of VIP tickets just like Jess did. So be ready for that coming up tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint. We've talked a lot about the draft. And as we should, the Texans had 9 picks made in this draft, did a lot, especially a lot during rounds 2 to 4. They've added a lot of players in those rounds, and added some guys that you feel like could make impacts to this team. And for you, when you look at this, where do you go in terms of what this means for the guys that are already on the roster, right? We know CJ's good, right? This didn't have anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. You know, Stingley, this didn't have nothing to do with him. But there are some guys on the roster, some vets, that these moves will directly impact them in some way.
Yeah, I think there's a real topic to flush out here, or at least discuss. I don't know how much flushing out needs to be done, but with these draft picks, I think we've said it a million times. It's hard to sometimes listen to D'Amico and Nick and kind of figure out what they're thinking, but boy, their actions sure do tell you something, right? Let's start with the fact that there were 2 wide receivers picked one in the second round, one in the third round. With their top 3 picks, number 34 overall, number 79 overall, they draft teammates out of Iowa State, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. One bigger bodied outside receiver that's very similar to Nico Collins, at least in play style and stature. And then Jalen Noel, more of a shiftier, faster, one of the faster receivers in this draft. Thought to be more of a slot receiver. The fact that those two guys were 2 of the first three picks by the Texans, that tells you, one, obviously there was a need at the wide receiver position. It tells you that odds are they don't expect to get Tank Dell back anytime soon. Yeah. But I think the biggest tell here is John Mechie. John Mechie's a former second-round pick that they've been extremely patient with. We all understand why. They've been patient with him, and he's got a little bit of run over the last couple of years, and it just isn't, the stars aren't aligning for him. It's just not, he can't get, for whatever reason, can't break that barrier, can't get into being the same player at the pro level that he was at the college level. And they've been really patient with him, gave him a ton of opportunity. The fact that they drafted two of their first three picks were wide receivers tells me, Mechie, it's time for him to show up and show out, or there's a chance he ain't going to be on this team. There's real, real pressure. They signed two guys off the streets in free agency. They just drafted two guys with the top three picks that they had in this draft. There's some real pressure to not just, hey, you're gonna be relegated to that fourth spot or that fifth spot. No, this is off the team type stuff. So John Mechie, the pressure's on.
Yeah. Him and Hutch.
Yeah.
If you're in that same position.
Absolutely.
Because we look at, hey, they've added two guys. Clint, their number one pick in the draft ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
Higgins ain't going nowhere, and Nola's not going anywhere either. They're their number two and third picks in the draft. They're not going anywhere. And they just signed Justin Watson. You got to beat him.
Yep. Braxton
Berrios. Go make it, because he's going to probably be the returner. Right? So, yeah, it's big for those two guys. They have, what do you say, they've recruited over you.
Yep.
At this point. And now you gotta stay on.
They can't be patient anymore. It's time to keep this train moving, and you either got to jump on it or jump off. And I just think that signifies that. Now, the number two pick in this year's draft for the Texans was, again, second round, 48 overall, was Ariante Urshery. And it's an offensive tackle, right? We are loaded, a traffic jam at the offensive tackle position, especially if Titus Howard is going to play tackle. Now, there's a lot of folks out there that have been talking about Titus Howard almost like putting off the tackle position, and he is a guard. Dang it, he is a guard. He's going to play guard. I don't see it in all the film that I've watched with Titus Howard. I think Titus Howard is a better tackle, and I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you. But I am higher on him at guard than most people are. The value in Titus Howard is the fact that he can play both. And this drafting a tackle that's played tackle his entire career at Minnesota, it's hard for me to think they're going to draft that guy at tackle and play him at guard when you've got Titus Howard, who plays tackle, who can plug and play guard. He's played guard before at the NFL level. You know what you're getting. And it's hard for me to believe that Titus Howard's going to do anything other than play guard right now for this team.
Yeah, I mean, has to be, right? Like, the thought would be, yes, I know he's your most expensive lineman, but you would think it would make more sense to move the guy who has had experience in the NFL playing guard, as opposed to, hey, rookie, come in here and start a new position at guard. So it seems to make that sense.
Yep. And then I'm going to move down to the fourth pick, which was pick 97, third round, pick 97 overall, cornerback Jalen Smith out of USC. Is this a sign that Lassiter could play more? I don't think he's obviously going to be the starting outside corner, but could play more slot corner after all, right? This is a nickel defender, a corner that gives you flexibility in your nickel defenses. Right now, you got Jalen Petrie, who I think is going to be really good against the run. He's going to be really good in any kind of pressure packages. But we saw him get caught against Davante Adams last year in a man situation, and it's trouble, right? The truth of the matter is, I think he's getting better. But the truth of the matter is, Petrie is, if he has a fault, it's going to be in coverage. With Lassiter, obviously Stingley, but with Lassiter and now Jalen Smith, assuming the Jalen Smith pick works out, you've got the ability to go nickel defender. Again, whether you want to put Jalen in there, he's played nickel at the college level, or you want to put or you want to put Lassiter in there, they both could play the nickel defender position. Now you've got a group of corners that you can play nickel defense with, and now you can play man. You don't have to worry about teams getting you in man situations. You got better cover guys. So on a day that I didn't know that the defense could get much better, I think drafting Jalen Smith and assuming that he's a third rounder that just hits on a third round level, like he doesn't have to be great and be pro bowler, just hits on a third round level, you would think that this gives the secondary some flexibility.
You really like this pick.
I do.
You really like this
pick. I do.
Pick.
I like what it looks like on paper. I like what it looks like schematically. I don't know if he's going to – I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, some of these guys ain't going to work. But if Jalen Smith works out, which I do think there's less risk associated with Jalen Smith simply because Kalen Bullock knows him and he's a teammate of Kalen Bullock's. There's some inside knowledge there that you at least know what kind of guy he is. You know he's going to be a fit in the locker room kind of deal.
I do wonder how much they – view thinking like, hey, what it'd be like to have Lassiter inside.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how much they view that.
Well, I don't think
I liked it, but I wonder how much they.
I don't think it'll ever be. I don't think it would ever, especially for a third rounder. I don't think it would ever be a that's his position, but the ability to go, hey, Lassiter, you slide inside, and now we've got a true corner that can play outside, and we're not having to bring in a guy that's at the bottom of the roster, a guy that's really a special teams player. You got a true corner that can play the position at a high level. And then Lassiter's a guy that can move in and out. Or you leave Lassiter outside and you have the ability to pull Jalen Smith in at the nickel defender position inside. Either way it goes, I just doubt very seriously that Jalen Smith is even remotely close to as the type of player that Lassiter is, which I think Lassiter inside is an absolute freak.
Yeah, I love the idea of it. I think they would probably be like, all right, we'll have Lassiter inside and we'll have –
yeah,
we'll have Gardner Johnson or Jimmy Ward inside before they get to that. But I think it does create depth, Clint, because we know they have had injuries back there.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of
gives you options, gives you flexibility, and gives you depth. And here's the last one. Woody Marks was picked, and they traded a draft pick to move up and get him with 116 overall in the fourth round. Moving up to get a running back like that, I really like Woody Marks, but just the thought of them jumping up and getting a running back and trading draft capital to do it tells you – that when you look at Dare Ogunbowale, you look at Damian Pierce, that their days may be numbered at that backup running back. I love the fact that they're bringing a young guy in there.
Yeah, they gave up a third round pick next year get up in the fourth round.
Must have really liked
him. Yeah. So and you can see the change of pace. You've talked about that all year. It's just like both of them are physical can be downhill runners. You need this is a real change of pace. That can bring speed and now probably comes in right now and Joe is really good at it, but probably comes in as your best receiving running back maybe already. Oh. I mean, he caught 83 balls at Mississippi State.
Yeah,
I mean, a couple of years ago. So I guess a couple, more than a couple. I mean, he was there in 2021.
He was there in 2020.
He was with Leach here.
In 2020.
Like when I moved here.
Hey, wasn't that COVID? COVID. Them boys getting 6 years, man.
6 years, yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get them best bets here. See if we can start off with a good week. End it Friday, winning 3 out of 5. So that's good. Let's see if we can get you some money. I'm guessing a lot of this may be NBA-based, especially with the Rockets. And Tyler, betting with his heart. So we'll see a little bit about that. Although I love it, Tyler. No, I've got a theory here. I'm not just betting with my heart. I got a theory here. So we'll make you some money coming up. And we'll look a little deeper in that game. I know Clint, and I don't think he's wrong with the thought of Jalen Green. But there is somebody else we need to talk about as well.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Discuss that coming up.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Coming up behind us, you know what it is. It is Texans All Access 6 to 7. Vandy, John Harris sit down for interviews with each rookie of this 2025 draft class. So stay tuned and listen for that. Also, Area 45 live and local late night sports talk right here in Houston. And they will be monitoring that Rockets-Warriors game as well as the Astros-Tigers as Ronel Blanco gets the ball tonight. They'll have a little post-game show for that. The best in the world! It's aggressive. Sorry about that. CM Punk kind of got my heart a little bit. And then a little T-Mill's best bet. Going to make you a little money. We're going to have a good week. All right, I'm calling. Over 65% this week. Let's go.
I would love
it. Let's go for it. Let's do that thing. All right, as we get prepared and get ready for T-Mill's best bets, let's look at this game tonight. The Rockets, it feels very much like the game two. Going into game two of this series, must win feel for it.
Let's go Rockets.
You don't want to go down 3-1, right? You don't want to go and be in the brink of elimination even though you get to go back home, you don't want to go down 3-1 to this team that's playing the way they are. And they're going to have Jimmy Butler back. If you're just jumping in your cars, Jimmy Butler, who missed game three, will be back for game four. And I know a lot of this, and it's real to it, right, is about Jalen Green. I know it's a lot about Jalen Green for you, Clint, and that's real, right? He's in the win, the one win they have in this series, Clint. He's got 38 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. And in the losses, he's got 7 and 9 points, 8 rebounds, 6 rebounds, just struggle completely night and day, his impact in the game. But, Clint, I also look at this, and I look at Amen Thompson, man, and I'm like, I'm a big fan of Amen Thompson. We had talked at points, like, I think Helly might be the best player on this team. It looks like all-around-wise, right? It looks like he could be that one or two. The guy you're talking about, we thought might be Jalen Green, Shingun. It could be him. We were thinking that at points this season. Finished top 5 in the Defensive Player of the Year award. Clint, he has not. Jalen has looked like, you're like, damn, man, come on, pick it up. Amen at times has looked like, for the first time, I'm like, hey, man, you got to get him off the floor. Like, offensively, they are. He is clearly the guy. They're like, hey, man, like, hey, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Do it. I mean, they were, I'm not kidding you. And some of you may not know what this means, but if you are ones who watch basketball, they are treating him like Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is a guy that I will never forget. LeBron was guarding Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons is a guard just like a Ben Thompson was. And LeBron was standing at, like, below the free throw line, like far below the free throw line, just saying, take it.
Yep.
And every time, just take it.
You can dribble up and take an old elbow jumper if you want.
Take it. Come to the free throw line. He'll come in front of the free throw line.
Yep.
The Warriors are doing it. They just backed up. He looks not confident in a little push shot he's taking. There was one where they backed off of him, man. It was an 8-footer, man. It was an 8-foot practice shot, and they just looked right at me. And I mean, the part was not that he just missed, but you could tell, like, he wasn't going to pull the trigger.
He didn't want to pull it.
Just 8. You're right there. Yep. You're inside the free throw line. Straight ahead. Hell, that's a beer pong shot. Like, hit it. Hit the front cup. Like, and it was just, but like, it's just like, wow, man. And the crazy part is, Clint, is it's not like he's a timid guy that's like just getting the ball, like getting it rid of his hands. He's a timid guy that's like, all right, I think I need to make something happen.
Yeah.
So let me kind of get up here and make something happen, but not just completely drive and do something. Like, he's a great defensive guy, but I'm looking out there. There was one point, Clint, I'm watching. I'm like, hell, man, he's guarding Moody. He's guarding a guy that's just going to stand in the corner and spot up.
Right.
If he's playing like that offensively and then not guarding Steph, what the hell is he out there for?
Mm-hmm.
So he is somebody that really has to pick it up and just show some level of confidence offensively and be confident going to game and be like, I'm going to make them, you know, do something.
Well, that's one of the, what I think is shining an even brighter light on the struggles of Jalen Green, is that there's no one to take that. There's no athlete. There's no freak. There's no, I can get to the rim or I can get to the paint. I can elevate above everybody else and get that easy shot and give that athletic advantage. There's nobody else on the floor that can do that with Amen Thompson not doing it, right? And so, again, I look at that like that's just one more reason why Jalen has got to get going. Because when Jalen gets going, then Amen Thompson gets going. Amen Thompson gets easy buckets. And so it's a twofer, right? I mean, it's not just Jalen. You get Amen too, and that is hard to stop. And so, I agree. Amen Thompson is. I mean, the only reason he's getting a pass is because Jalen's been so god awful for 2 of the 3 games. But he's got to get. The thing is, to your point, when I watch him, and it wasn't just Saturday. It's been the whole time.
He
looks like he does not want the shot,
but keeps taking it.
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing.
As he's dribbling and getting into the paint, it's like he's gaining confidence. It's like, all right, I got it. Let's go.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like he's pumping himself up to do it?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm pumping myself. All right, I'm pumping myself to do it.
Absolutely.
And
you think about that. This young core that we've been talking about all year long, 2 of the 3 have been I mean, as good as a 38-point game was by Jalen Green, two of the three have consistently not shown up. I mean, Shingun's the only one that you feel like, even when he struggles, you still feel like he's in there battling. The other ones, I mean, it's just, it's a tough watch.
It is, man. He's getting a shot blocked by people. He ain't got no business getting a shot blocked because he's not going up strong. So I would hope to see a different him tonight. But you're right, ultimately. It is clear this series, like Steph, pretty much know what you're going to get out of Steph in this series. Like Steph has two 30-point games in this series, and then, you know, he's got like a 19 or 20-point game. There's not these huge, you know, ebbs and flows to what he's doing. And now with Jimmy back coming back, this series from a Rockets perspective has been which Jalen Green is showing tonight. This is the guy who looks like he could be a first-team All-NBA level player?
Yeah.
Or is the guy that you consistently sit here and we go back and forth for the last couple of years saying, hey, man, maybe you got to move him. Maybe this is why they need Kevin Durant, because they don't have anybody close. That's the biggest thing is Clint. 5 minutes left in a one-possession game. It came down to it. They didn't have anybody where to go. They're trying different things every time down. They didn't have any one player, one person of where to go.
Multiple possessions.
And the other team is doing it every time.
Yep.
And that has been an issue all year. And, you know, you're right. He's got to be the one, because when they needed buckets, whenever maybe Golden State started try to creep back in game two, he was kind of the one that either made play for himself or somebody else. But you're right. He's got to be good Jalen Green. I think the first couple of shots that he takes, I think it's really important if those go down.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice if one of them falls. If one of them will fall, you it's going to be a good night. But to me, the deal with that particular, what you just said, Ron, is if they don't fall, you can't all of a sudden make it about a Dylan Brooks and Van Vliet game. You know what I mean? And sprinkle in some Tari Eason and Barry. No, you just got at this point, to me, you got to live and die with Jalen. And if that means a 12-point game, but in the fourth quarter it's a tight one, and he goes up and gets you a couple of buckets, or at least he's getting you some shots, I think that's the way. Even if the careless turnovers, the youth that shows from time to time throughout a game, like, you got to stick with it, man.
Yeah. All right, Clint, I'm guessing Tyler has a lot in T-Mill's best bet.
Six of them.
He's got a lot of bets. Six. I wonder how many have to do with the Rockets and the Warriors tonight. What's your bets tonight?
I will answer that for you, my friend. Five of these six best bets are Rockets Warriors. Mm. Get them pens and pencils ready.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Feel good about most of these, too, like real good. Going to start strong, like Ron said. Here are your six best bets. Oh, first one, not a part of the Rockets-Warriors game for tonight. Cavs at Heat. I'm on the over for that. 211.5 points in that one. A lot of these games have been low scoring. I get it. These refs are being jackasses the way they're officiating these playoff games. But I also think you're going to see your first over in the Rockets-Warriors series tonight. I'm on over 203 for Rockets at Warriors game four. I'm also on the hometown team with the points. Houston Rockets plus 4.5. It's been hovering right there around 4.5 all day against the Warriors. I took plus 4.5. And then three player props for you, all Houston Rockets. And I really like at least a couple of these. Alpi, Shangoon, we've made money on this one before. Over 4.5 assists tonight at plus 130. Then I'm on Jalen Green. We won money on this exact prop on game two, I believe it was. Jalen Green over 18.5 points tonight. Got it at minus 110. And then Amen Thompson, I'm on over 6.5 rebounds for him. I think he probably shatters that number tonight for young Amen Thompson. Those are your six best bets. Tell me which ones you love, or I know you'll let me know if you hate them, Ron.
The Thompson one I like. I do think he comes out being a great man. If you got it, man, pride upon yourself, man, he's going to come out and try to play differently. Now, the only thing that concerns me about that bet, Tyler, is I don't think Udoka's afraid to take him out if he shows that he doesn't have it. Of course, again, Jalen Green, he scares the hell out of me. I don't know what he's going to bring to the table. That 18.5, they set you up in game two, so maybe he does the same thing there. You've had some good luck with that one. the Rockets Warriors over, man. These they're like these games are in the ninth.
So right?
That's the first time that they've scored over 100 the last four times the Warriors have played the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about that. I like the Cavs and the Heat over. So those are two of my your first one and your last one.
Okay. And it does feel like that the over for the Rockets Warriors at 203. It feels like that and the Jalen Green over under is going to go hand in hand. So hopefully hopefully that's two dubs right there.
I mean, but the way these games are played and how physical these things are, even with Jimmy coming back, hell, if they played an 89-87 game, I would be surprised the way these guys.
Let them play, refs.
Yeah, unless Steph just goes nuts. That's
knock right. on wood.
Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and then Area 45. Don't miss it, live and local till 11 o'clock. I'm Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Tight end Luke Lachey, or Lachey. Which one is that, Tyler? Do you know?
Might be Lachey.
Is it Lachey?
Is he related to 98 Degrees? I don't know.
Let's see. Not Nick, Luke.
Are they from Cincinnati? Nick Lachey?
Is it tuna of the sea? Is it chicken? Nobody knows.
Which one of those? That was going to chap my hide. I'm sorry I couldn't save you on that one. Damn it, I'm better than that.
I don't know how I had his deal memorized, but I can't remember his name.
you got his money
two
memorized.
Years, 20 bucks.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it's chicken by the sea. That's stupid.
Is that my boy Ron?